Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Aaron Katursky is joining us next, and we seem to be getting some clarity this morning, Aaron, on when vaccines may be available for kids under 12.
Dr. Fauci thinks it'll probably be sometime in October or November, so pretty soon. The FDA is expected to authorize those vaccines for emergency use, or at least the Pfizer vaccine for emergency use for kids under 12, and then it would indeed be up to parents whether to whether to get their kids vaccinated. Nothing would be mandated or required yet, but down the road, probably, just like other vaccines are required for school, you could see a time when perhaps a COVID-19 shot would be necessary too.
And what we might be anticipating is, if you look out in Los Angeles, where vaccination is required for students, anyone over 12, that is, to go to school in person, more of these court battles. We heard from a court battle yesterday, Aaron, a federal judge issuing a restraining order stopping the state from enforcing a COVID vaccination mandate.
Yeah, this federal judge in Utica stopped the state from issuing a vaccine mandate for health workers if they object based on strongly held religious beliefs. This was at least a temporary victory for a group of doctors and nurses and other health professionals in the state who accused New York of running a medical dictatorship. So you listen to the language of the lawsuit, and you get a sense of where these folks may be coming from. They raised all sorts of questions about the vaccine and whether they are truly effective and whether they truly come with undue side effects, and said that because of there's no religious exemption for health workers, the mandate could not stand. They may have a point about that, and there's going to be oral arguments at the end of the month. The state has until next week to issue a response.
Yeah, I was going to say, you mentioned temporary victory, so we know that's not over yet.
No, it's not. The temporary restraining order could turn into a preliminary injunction. I think ultimately the state is going to have to offer some kind of a religious exemption. But so the lawsuit may force the state's hand. But the rest of the lawsuit, the medical dictatorship, all of the questionable statistics and assertions about the nature of the vaccine, I don't know that that's going to necessarily go anywhere. But but this group of it's about eight of them, I think, doctors, nurses, and health professionals, say that they on religious grounds are objecting to taking the vaccine. They say that they are being scapegoated, that they are being made pariahs by the media, and so they are fighting this all the way in court.
Aaron, thank you. Aaron Katursky joining us live this morning.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.